Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And more protests, they're continuing across North Texas today, but will they be peaceful?
Another night of protests across North Texas. Most were peaceful, but in Dallas, tensions did run high for several hours.
The DPS troopers starting to make a line around the Frank Crowley Courthouse. Across the street, the protesters are now aiming their chants towards them.
The phrase resonated with many and ignited a whole community. I can't breathe. My name is Savannah Jones, and on this episode of KRLD In Depth, we look back on George Floyd's death and how it compelled many people to protest, and how the situation contributed to the way we see law enforcement in our communities across North Texas. In the summer of 2020, the grassroots organization United My Justice organized a protest that started in downtown Fort Worth. More than 300 people came together on May 31st. Officers reportedly heard some people had plans to damage businesses on West 7th Street, so they blocked entry to the bridge and drama ensued. Protesters threw rocks, frozen water bottles, and bottles believed to be filled with bleach at officers. Police used gas to disperse the crowd, the first time that had been done in 30 years, the Fort Worth police chief told WFAA. Organizers say those who were violent were not a part of the initial protests. Fort Worth City Council member Chris Nettles, who was not yet on the council in 2020, recounted his experience and discussed what he would like to see change.
My name is Councilman Chris Nettles for the city of Fort Worth, represent district number 8. Was elected June 5th, sworn in June 15th, 2021. Well, we hope to make enough noise to change the system, because it's a systematic racism that continues to go on. So although, you know, my grandfather lived through the years of true racism and lynching and hanging, but as the years went on, I'm now an adult with 4 kids. Mm-hmm. It's because of the system having changed. And so we want them to reconstruct our police department, reconstruct our laws and bylaws, so that when someone is pulled over, no matter what color their skin, they are truly respected just like anyone else.
Council member Nettles voted against a new SWAT vehicle paid for with federal money because he doesn't support militarizing the police department.
Because it's not going to happen overnight. I think changing the laws and changing how we implement what we have, and policies and procedures, changing those on each city level. And so that when those policies and procedures are broken, it would be, I don't know if I want to use the word easy, but it would be more concrete of convicting the officer. I mean, it's almost like you have to go through all these changes and they put whoever dies record on trial, but it's not their trial. It's the system's trial.
Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says their protests for the most part have been peaceful.
The protests and the demonstrations that we've seen in Fort Worth are about people exercising their First Amendment rights. I applaud the young men and women who have courageously and respectfully been involved in those protests.
So I joined the protests, the marches, and rallied to make sure that our leaders understand that we are concerned about us as a people and as a city. And so I took my kids to be a part of it. I went probably, I mean, it went on for several days, 50, 40 days. I probably attended 70% of those marches and rallies.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, protesters gathered often in front of Dallas Police Headquarters to rally and march through the streets. Organized by the activist group Next Generation Action Network, the objective was to protest civil rights issues and shine a light on how law enforcement treats Black people in America. After Floyd's death, many people were saddened, angered, and disappointed in the way his death happened. Officials like Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson supported peaceful protests and people exercising their First Amendment rights, but not protesters looting and damaging properties.
We will not be asking the United States military to come into the state of Texas because we know that Texans can take care of Texans.
The violence, vandalism, and theft that we saw committed by some groups of people over the weekend is not reflective of the city that I know.
In Dallas, the protest started peacefully, but evolved into a more tense situation. At one point, a group of protesters even branched off onto I-35E, stopping traffic. Even though many people gathered to protest peacefully, some came with other intentions. After the majority of the group left some nights, others stayed and broke windows and looted businesses in the Deep Ellum area, while also vandalizing and defacing four Dallas police cruisers. There was a similar clash on a bridge in Dallas the night after the Fort Worth confrontation. When attempting to cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge on June 1st, about 200 protesters were met with a barricade of policemen, ready to enforce the limits on where the march could take place. Protesters were met with smoke and pepper balls, and many people were detained.
Last night, 200 demonstrators took over the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, shut down traffic.
Protesters were warned not to take the bridge. They took the bridge. They were warned again to come off of the bridge or arrests would be made.
Dallas police say about 200 protesters broke off from a larger demonstration outside the Crowley Courts building. They walked a few blocks to the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Those are both areas that are outside the curfew area in the city of Dallas. Some of those protesters say they were boxed in on the bridge, though, that officers stopped them from moving across, and then another group of officers filled in from behind.
He's trapped us on the bridge. They started hitting us with tear gas.
Councilmember Nettles explains why he wanted to become a part of the Fort Worth City Council and how he plans on continuing to make a difference.
I will say that, you know, a lot of things have died down, and I don't think they're died down. It's just at any moment it can be re-established, or fire can be put right back under it. And so I just encourage the people to stay involved, stay educated, stay, because this battle is not just one on the streets, it's one in our classrooms. It's, I want other African-Americans like myself, male, female, to become a part, become police officers, become sergeants, become educators, so that we can chip away at changing the system within the system. And I think that's how we, and that's why I ran for council, is to get into office, to help be a part of the process, to chip away and change the system while I'm in the system.
Nettles was elected to the city council in 2021. His term ends next year. My name is Savannah Jones. Thank you for listening to KRLD In Depth. For the latest North Texas news, listen to KRLD or visit krld.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.